has to reveal what I could feel.
Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
Living upright, yo, that's the thought for the day. Yo, live it if you clean in a just sight. Spiritual heights, up full. wicked man vibes. Living upright, yo, that's the thought for the day. Yo, live it if we clean in our just sight. Let me say. We'll be right back.
CI. The song's called Dub Revolution. It's here, listening to it here on Area 54 with Tim and Mike. If you guys are tuning in, Omega Man, instrumental of that song off of the album CI Remixed. And then Rebel Steppa did a song called Dub Heights. That was the dub mix off the album Spiritual Heights. Kind of seeing a little bit of a pattern here.
Yeah, I just pick songs that have the word dub in it. That's what
right.
I do.
Well, that's what you did for
without
your,
the step.
That was Mike's full-on dub set at What the Festival.
I didn't play definitely. That CI track.
You didn't.
No, I did. I did play Rebel Steppa. I like that one.
You could have played dub.
It's got a cool reggae intro and then it goes right into dub.
Nikki and the Dub before that did a song called Gentle Roar, the furthest thing from dub that you could get. It's off the album Instincts. And then Portishead played a track called Revenge of the Number off the Rebirth of Cool Volume 3. And Volume 3 back then was pretty modern, you know, they had already had 3. That's such an old compilation. Still a great compilation.
Back then they were all called like acid jazz and trip hop, right?
Yeah.
This is early 90s.
And ambient. Even ambient was a new term. Keep Shelley in Athens before that did a song called Stay Away off the album At Home. And then Jean-Michel Jarre and M83 did a song called Glory. And Mike was just telling me during the break that he had a double live album of Jean-Michel's.
It's Michel.
Michel. No, Jean Mitchell.
Jean Mitchell Jarre.
Yeah. Is he Al's brother?
Yeah, it's Al Jarreau's brother, right? Is that it? Yeah, I had a double live album. He was one of the first...
Oxygen Live?
He was one of the first Westerners to play in China.
Wow.
Back when not too many people were allowed to play in China yet. This might have been late 70s. Two Frenchies together. It's a good combination, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You hear both their musical styles in this song. I don't know if there's a full album coming out, but this is the first single we got from these guys together.
And, awesome.
It's kind of cool. You know, Giorgio Moroder's got a brand new album out now, too. We've got a couple of tracks off of that, which is full-on pop disco.
Tangerine Dream's got a new album coming out of here.
Oh, you're full of it.
I am. Just thought that would fit right in. I mean, God.
Huh?
These guys are interesting. These guys are still going at it.
Yeah, you know, they're still producing music. I mean, you know, this guy was like the synthesizer whiz back in the 70s. The amount of equipment he had was amazing.
Yeah.
He was also comes from a very wealthy family, so he was able to purchase whatever he needed to have or build custom synthesizers to suit his musical taste and styles.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Just go check out some of his old stuff from the 70s. It's really interesting sound. It might sound a little dated now, though, but back then it was really cool. All right, we're Tim Mike, Area 54. We got some Bob Moses queued up. We're going to go with the song called Winter Song. Check it out.